Happy birthday to me. I was going to sing the happy birthday song. But did you know? Someone still owns the copyright on that. So if I were to sing it, I'd have to pay royalties. Or at the very least, I'd probably get like a copyright strike or something. Fuck them. I'm not giving you the satisfaction of taking my non-money just to sing myself happy birthday. It's my birthday. Well, it's not actually my birthday as I'm recording this, and I'm not sure if it's my birthday when you're listening to this, but it's my birthday when this episode is dropping. And you know what? Even if it's not my birthday when you listen to this, it's someone's birthday, so you can listen to it in honor of them. Yes, this is the special birthday edition of Velvet Owl Watches Movies, so you don't have to. And I was wondering what movie to watch this year. Like, do I do a birthday movie? Do I do a movie that's called Velvet? Because last year I got lucky in that there was a movie, Red Velvet, that took place during a birthday. So it was just perfect. And I decided, I don't really want to watch a movie. So I'm going to watch some birthday cartoons. Because they're shorter, so I can probably get through them quicker and less of my mind will decay. So, first up is My Little Pony, A Charming Birthday. And this one's from 2003. I don't know where the My Little Pony franchise was at back in 2003. Because I think it was might have been before like the whole Brony movement took over. Is the cartoon drawing like shown for the cover of this doesn't look quite like the modern day My Little Pony, and it doesn't look like the classic My Little Pony, so I'm guessing this was like a transitional period for My Little Pony. But it's a birthday episode, and I myself am not a Brony, but I did watch a documentary on Bronies that really made a good case for why you should become a Brony, and part of me kind of does want to become a Brony. I need some friends, and the Brony community is a good place to make friends. Maybe that's what I'll do for my birthday, is become a Brony. Yeah, so the animation is really trying to ape the old 80s style, and I don't know how I feel about it, because it doesn't feel warm like the 80s style. Like, you know, like when you watch something that was drawn in the 80s, it just has like that 80s feel. And this definitely was not drawn in the 80s, but it's trying to look like the 80s, and it just is throwing me off, and I'm all like, I don't like it. I don't like it! Anyhow, it's, I don't know, Fufu's birthday? Or Zuzu's birthday? Someone's birthday with a really annoying name. Why don't these ponies have good names? Because we're talking to Razazu, or Razuzu, Razaz... I don't know, again! But her best friend is Minty, so it's like, oh, well, at least Minty. I like the name Minty. But I hate Minty herself, because she loves green. Which isn't, like, a big deal. Like, okay, she likes green. She once painted the castle green while everyone was sleeping. That is, interesting. Like, she managed to paint the whole castle while everyone is asleep. What the fuck, ponies? How deep sleepers are you? But no, why I hate Minty is because she eats cucumbers on her pizza. That, at least I understand pineapple on pizza. I can see why people would like that. But cucumbers? Fucking cucumbers on pizza. I hate you, Minty. But I will like you because you're the only pony so far whose name I can remember because it's a real word. Unlike Frofu and Rezazet. Taz, and I don't know, so it's for Fufu's birthday, and Razatazu is gonna try to surprise her, but no one can ever surprise Fruff and Fru. Oh, it's Kimono's birthday. I don't know how the fuck I fucked that up, but still, Razatazatui still has like her weird fucking stupid name, which everyone calls her Raz, so you couldn't at least leave it at Raz. Or if it had to be short for something, Raspberry. Not this Razatizatuzatuzung. Whatever. But they go to the malt shop where everyone's kind of congregating, and Reza Tazatui introduces us to all the other ponies who've had their own birthdays, and she's got this whole, like, scrapbook full of everyone's birthday picture memories, except for Kimono, because no one's ever been able to surprise Kimono. Okay, you can't surprise her, but you still can't, like, throw her a party and take pictures at it? Like, okay, like, oh, no, it's not a surprise, but Kimono, we love you, so we threw you a party. And I'm sure Kimono would have been like, oh, that's cool. Of course, I haven't met Kimono now. Kimono could just be a complete bitch and be like, fuck you, I don't want to celebrate my birthday. And if she's that way, why are you throwing her a surprise party? No, 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 I... Raz, this is all wrong. But we meet some of the other ponies, like Sweetberry, who likes to bake, and once made the mistake of baking a pie with Minty, and Minty had to throw broccoli into the pie, because they needed something green. I don't know, green apples? Green apple pie would be fucking delicious, Minty! The fuck out of here with your broccoli. You know, green peppers on pizza! Minty, why are you going for the worst greens? There's lots of good greens that will go good with these things you're trying to do. I hate you, Minty. Although your ass must be Minty Fresh, because you've got pictures of mints on your ass. In case you don't know, like, My Little Ponies, they all have, like, something by their ass, like a picture that corresponds to their name. It's like the stomachs of Care Bears, but on their asses. And Minty has mints on her ass, so her ass must be Minty Fresh. The math checks out. The math checks out. But then here's Sunny Days. D-A-Z-E. She's in the days. Whoa! She's like a surfer chick, and as annoying as she is, she's still my favorite pony so far. Fuck all the other ponies. I mean, fuck all the ponies! And I don't mean in, like, a bestiality way, just, I hate you ponies. Now, in the planning stages for Kimono's party, they run into a little snag in that everyone, and I mean everyone, wants to make her a bracelet for her birthday. And that would be fine and all, but whose bracelet is Kimono gonna wear first? Oh no, that'll hurt the pony's feelings. Including Rainbow Dash, who comes in, and she's all stuck up and hoity-toity. Isn't Rainbow Dash, like, the main pony? And isn't she, like, the super cool pony, too? I don't know. I am not a brony, so I know very little about My Little Pony, but I'm pretty sure Rainbow Dash is, like, the main pony. At least she's the one that everyone cosplays as, right? I don't know. It's kind of disturbing. That section of... The thing is, brony fandom isn't even, like, a furry fandom. And even furry fandoms aren't, like... That's just a small section of the furry fandom that wants to fuck like animals. But that's all we think about, because it's sexy. And so we only think about... So we think of bronies as, like, people who want to fuck as My Little Pony characters. And there's a small subset of that. Because that's all anyone pays attention to, because that is fucking sexy. But anyhow, I don't like this version of Rainbow Dash. Because, like, the little I know of, like, modern day My Little Pony, Rainbow Dash is, like, cool, not hoity-toity. Classic My Little Pony, maybe she was. I don't know. Did I even ever watch My Little Pony? I mean, I was, like, full-on Care Bears. Like, Care Bears was my jam. And I was fucking Grumpy Bear, because he is just, like, a fucking grouch. And I hate that they retconned Grumpy Bear, and he's now like, oh, he frowns all the time to show us how silly we look when we frown. No! He is a fucking miserable curmudgeon fuck. And that's the way I like him. And that is the way he still is to me. But, where am I going? Oh, yeah. Why didn't I go watch, like, a Care Bears birthday episode? Maybe I should find out. Anyhow, so they're still like, oh no, what do we do? Because everyone wants to make a bracelet. And then they're like, I know, we'll ask the wisest pony what we should do. Unfortunately, the wisest pony in town is Kimono. And you can't quite ask her, like, oh, what do we do about the bracelets we're making for your party? So they're going to have to be clever. They can't come out straight and say it. So who's going to talk to Kimono? And everyone volunteers Minty. Which I'm glad. I'm glad because then I could just say Minty. I don't have to keep saying Razzatazov, Tuzis, Holka, Kuchi, Hanchang. Wow, that sounded really racist. I threw that part at the end. Anyways, it's Minty. Minty's gonna meet Kimono. And that's where Minty will go. Down to Kimono. Okay. Hopefully the editing on that isn't too horrible. And it'll be too jarring for you. I don't care. So Minty goes to see Kimono. And she's like, oh, well, let's say every pony was making a welcome sign. Yeah, a welcome sign. And you had to read the welcome signs. Which one would you read first, right? Yeah, that's a totally normal question to ask. And Kimono's like, well, okay, that's kind of weird, but how about all of you ponies were to get together and make one welcome sign? And brilliant! And even though Minty doesn't fully understand what Kimono's telling her, she reports back to the other ponies, and they're like, yes, we'll all work together, make one bracelet, and each one of us makes a charm for it. That is a great idea. And it's so great that music plays, and they all start dancing, and it's, Ponyville is just such a fun little town. Is it called Ponyville? It's now in my book. They're all dancing and they're all happy because they have solved the key. They are gonna all make their own, or they're not gonna all make their own bracelet. That was the problem. They're gonna work together and make one bracelet. And hopefully Kimono hasn't like figured out from this stupid welcome sign question that, oh no, they're making something for my birthday. Ha ha ha. Oh, Kimono apparently also lives out of town because she's so much better than all the other ponies. No, it's because she's wise, and she realizes how fucking stupid the other ponies are, and she wouldn't be able to handle that on a daily basis. So now they run into a problem in that everyone's making their own charm, but they made it too fucking huge! It's not gonna fit on a bracelet! Like I told you, these ponies are fucking idiots! I can understand if it was, like, slightly too huge. But these things are, like, massive. They're, like, the size of the ponies themselves. And it's like, where do you think a charm bracelet goes? And then, either this must be missing a part or I just completely blanked out. Because I don't know how they solved the problem. Because suddenly, Kimono is showing up at the castle. And she's like, oh, hey, Minty, can I see that sign you guys are working on? Minty like, oh, what sign? Oh, yeah, that one. And they open the door, and oh, the balloons come out. And they decorated the castle with all the giant charm bracelets that they, all the giant charms that they had made. And Kimono's like, wow, I'm surprised. And like, hooray, they finally surprised Kimono. Was Kimono aware that it was her birthday? Like, here's what I'm questioning. They haven't been able to surprise her before, so that means they've tried before to throw her a surprise party for her birthday. So why wouldn't she be thinking that, again, they're trying to throw her a surprise party? And why is she such a bitch that before she hated surprise parties? Or, I don't know, I still want to know what happened in these previous attempts at surprising her with a birthday party. But she is very grateful, and they finally made, like, an actual charm bracelet that can go on her arm, hoof, leg, whatever you would consider it for a pony. And yay, everyone's happy, and, the end! Happy birthday to... Wait. Damn it, did I sing too much of the song? Please don't copyright strike me, YouTube. Luckily, anytime I sing, I haven't been struck with a copyright strike, because I am, like, so off-key, YouTube doesn't realize I'm singing a copyrighted song. So, that's the key! If you want to get, like, music used, just sing off-key. Up next, we've got Strawberry Shortcake, and I am confused on when this one's going to be from, because the description... Oh, by the way, I'm watching these on Tubi, because... Tubi! Free plug! Free plug, please! Please start sponsoring me! It says it's from 2003. The cover photo for the entire series is CGI, which may have been 2003-ish. I don't know, maybe later. But then, like, you go to the episode descriptions, and the anime, like, it's not CGI, it's, like, traditional 2D animation, and, like, with My Little Pony, it looks like it's attempt at the 80s. So I don't know if it's, like, actually from the 80s, and maybe they just, like, upscaled it to look like it was made in, like, the late 90s. I don't know. But this is episode 1 of this series of Strawberry Shortcake. Season 1, episode 1, Meet Strawberry Shortcake. Strawberry Shortcake is planning a first birthday party for her sister, Apple Dumpling. Now, I'm pretty sure I've never fucking watched anything Strawberry Shortcake, so I know nothing about it, and just, I don't really like Strawberry Shortcakes. Some people do, I don't care for them. Whatever. Let me hit play. Wow, this is like so totally 90s. You want to know how I know it's 90s? Strawberry Shortcake snowboards. And that type of extreme sport is what they would just shove into like every 90s cartoon. And the music just, oh my god. It's so 90s PBS. I wanna punch babies from this music. It's just horrid. So Strawberry Shortcake introduces us to her world, which, quite frankly, is a fucking horrifying world. Sometimes it rains strawberries. Oh my god, I would be just so frightened if, like, strawberries just rained down. Like, you know, hail is scary enough, like little chunks of ice, but fucking strawberries just beating you in the head? Oh my god, that's... And just... What a mess that would be, just covered in strawberry juice because it fucking rained strawberries. Oh, jeez. And Strawberry Shortcake introduces us to her dog and cat that don't really like each other because they're a dog and a cat. And it's a cartoon, so dogs and cats can't like each other. It's a cartoon rule. And I'm sure there was some, like, annoying cutesy name that they have that I didn't pay attention to. Because, oh my god, the puns. She said, instead of saying very, she always says berry. Like, oh, they're berry cool. Oh my god. Can I make it through this? And then she introduces us to her little sister, Apple Dumpling, which I'm sure is what they called her poops at some point. Just like Gwyneth Paltrow has a child named Apple, and I always imagined that her and Chris Martin had like some just like joke every time Apple would poop, like, oh, that's some applesauce. Because I would go with that joke. So I imagine if I make that, like, cheap joke, Gwyneth Paltrow definitely makes that joke. But so, Apple Dumpling, it's her first birthday. So, Strawberry Shortcake wishes on a dandelion. That's not really a dandelion. It's a fucking berry. That's a flower. Like, everything's a berry in this. Like, the snowflakes are berries. The hills are berries, her snowboard was a berry, and this little flower that she wished upon was a berry. That was berry pollen or something. So she wishes that she could have, like, the most awesome birthday party for her little sister. And I think it's gonna be a berry awesome party. So Strawberry Shortcake makes a list of all the things she needs for the birthday party. Stuff like cookies and juice and, of course, birthday cake. But since she doesn't have any of this stuff at home, she pulls out her map to go find all of this. Wait, a map? Is there, like, no fucking store nearby? And even if she has to, like, go somewhere, like, she needs a map? Like, this, all these fucking different lands that apparently she must have never gone to before? If she needs a fucking map? What the hell's going on here? And the cat doesn't want to go, because, you know, there might be people that, aren't furry and have whiskers and sandpaper tongues. The cat is a fucking racist. Or a speciesist. The cat does not like creatures that are not cats. I want to like the cat, because I love cats. I'm a cat person, but fuck this cat. And so they go to the first place where desserts are made, and cookies are being made. And I was thinking, like, okay, maybe this place only makes cookies, but the lady who lives there, Ginger Snap, because, you know, they're all going to have these fucking names. It's bad enough already that she keeps saying Barry. I think within the span of 30 seconds, she said Barry 50 times. I hate you, Strawberry Shortcake. I hate you so much already. But Ginger Snap is also making, like, muffins. So I imagine they should be able to knock two out here, right? She should get the cookies and the birthday cake here. I get the feeling that birthday cake's going to be somewhere else, and they're going to have to travel to stretch this episode out to... If Ginger Snap can make cookies and muffins, I don't see why she wouldn't be able to make birthday cakes. Basically the same fucking ingredients. And Ginger Snap says no dogs are allowed, because Strawberry Shortcake's dog just kind of fucks everything up. But the dog's too cute, so... Ginger Snap says, like, okay, we'll let the dog in, so let's give you a tour of the factory. Which, I'm getting fucking Willy Wonka vibes here, because there's a chocolate river. But Ginger Snap's probably a lot nicer than Willy Wonka, and isn't gonna fucking, like, kill anyone for drinking from the chocolate river. At least I hope not. Wait, what do I mean, I hope not? I hope so! That would make this fucking amazing. If Ginger Snap killed, like, the cat for drinking from the chocolate river. I need this cartoon. It would be so much better than where Strawberry Shortcake is going. So we get an awful song about making cookies. And we see the factory that apparently only makes cookies. So where the fuck did Ginger Snap get the muffins from? I want to know. There must be some muffin land nearby. And she got it from the Muffin Man. And do you know the Muffin Man who lives on Drewberry Lane? Is it Drewberry Lane? We'll go with it, because it says Barry, and this whole show is about berries. So, they make cookies, including a tuna cookie for the cat, which makes the cat very happy. Do they make tuna cookies? Because, I mean, I don't like tuna, so I wouldn't like it, but... Tuna cookies does sound like something people would try. Like, I'm sure there has got to be someone out there that eats tuna cookies and makes cookies with tuna. I am going to make tuna cookies and not tell people that they're tuna cookies. And just give them the cookies and see, like, oh boy, cookie, this tastes like tuna. Although the tuna cookies would probably smell like tuna, which would give it away. But, so they make the cookies for the birthday party and... You know, they are very glad, because both Strawberry Shortcake and Ginger Snap had been hoping to meet friends. Because apparently, I'm guessing Ginger Snap has not met any other person. She's the only person that lives in Cookie Land, and she has no friends. She's never met a person. But they've decided, all right, we are gonna be friends. Now, let me ask you, listeners... If you were having a party, and you just made a new friend, wouldn't you invite that friend to your party? Nope, Strawberry Shortcake does not invite the friend. Her new friend. Which, What, is the party just going to be Strawberry Shortcake and her sister? Not even their parents? Where are their parents? Where are Strawberry Shortcake's parents? They fucking, like, split. Or is it a Party of Five thing? The parents died, and now Strawberry Shortcake has to raise her little sister. And makes friends and doesn't invite them to the party. But Strawberry Shortcake is going off to find the next thing on the list, which is juice. So she needs to find Juice Land. Which, Strawberry Shortcake, you know how you live in a land that's fucking berries? Nothing but berries? That fucking rains berries. You know how you can make juice? Squeeze those little strawberry fuckers and get some juice. Buy a juicer and you can make your own juice out of the fucking strawberries that are so abundant in your land. But no, Strawberry Shortcake is just fucking lazy and is gonna go off to find the Juice Land on the map. So Juice Land is ruled by Orange Blossom. I say ruled because apparently all of these lands only have one person living in them. And since Orange Blossom unfortunately does not get to live in a land where fucking fruit just falls from the sky, she's got to plant trees to make her wonderful juices. And as she's planting these trees, she starts singing a song about how planting trees is just like making friends. And sure, whatever. There's a lesson there for kids, right? Make friends with complete strangers who walk into your land like Strawberry Shortcake does, just kind of out of nowhere, and just start singing the song. Which I guess if you both know the song, like, okay, this must be a good person, and I should become friends with her. And so she gives Strawberry Shortcake lots of juice. Does not give her a tour of, like, the orchard or anything. In fact, she spends a lot less time with Orange Blossom than she did with Ginger Snap. But luckily, because the cat doesn't like her either, because, you know, the cat doesn't like anyone that's not a cat. Why is the cat even hanging out with Strawberry Shortcake to begin with, if he obviously does not like people? But luckily, Orange Blossom gives him some milk, and that wins him over. And it's got me wondering. I don't see any cows or any sort of animals. So where did this milk come from? Is there like a fucking milk tree that grows milk fruit and she squeezes it to get the milk juice? That would actually be kind of awesome. I bet PETA would love it if, like, you could grow milk off of trees and not have to, like, factory farm cows. Have you ever wondered, like, it's so weird that we drink milk? I understand eating meat, because that's just, like, primal instinct. That's, your reptilian brain going, that is food. But milk is what you give your children. And so, cow milk is just what the cows make for their cow babies. So how did we go, yeah, cow milk, we are going to drink the fuck out of that. Fuck our human breast milk, we want cow breast milk. No, we don't want goat milk. Well, some people do, but we want the fucking cow milk. And I will never understand how human beings, at some point in civilization, made that jump. And then watched the milk curdle and were like, that is fucking delicious. We got some cheese and ice cream now. But milk fruit and milk trees, whatever. I don't know, we don't learn how she gets the milk, but she gives Strawberry Shortcake lots of juice for the party that she's not invited to. In fact, also with Ginger Snap, like, they never bother even asking why. Why do you need this Strawberry Shortcake? Why do you want some juice and cookies? Are you having a party? Can I come? Because I'm your newfound best friend? No. No, you can't come. I bet they're going to show up anyhow. Which, I think is kind of rude if they do show up at the party that they haven't been invited to. Now they reach Cake Land, and there's a big giant cake house, which makes the cat, like, suspicious. Like, who lives in a cake house? Cake is for eating, not living in. And, you know, the cat makes a good point. I don't know if I would trust someone that lives in a cake house. Definitely not someone who lives in a gingerbread house. You know who lives in a gingerbread house? Evil witches that are going to fatten you up to eat you. So, I don't trust someone who lives in a cake either. But the owner of the house, the person who lives in the house, is Angel Cake, and she loves to make cakes. And she offers them some cakes for the birthday party, like try some sponge cake or pound cake or German chocolate cake. And they're like, no, none of these. Which, okay, I understand, like the pound cake and the sponge cake, especially the sponge cake. No one likes sponge cake. But yeah, like, okay, those don't make good birthday cakes. But you're gonna fucking pass up on the German chocolate cake? What is wrong with you people? But they do. Angel Cake does do custom orders. And they go through the book of possible orders, and they have apple cake for apple dumpling. I don't know. Do they make apple cake? That seems like one of those things I. Actually, I'm gonna say I would never want to try, but I do like apple muffins. So, apple cake shouldn't be like that far from apple muffins. But unfortunately, they need the cake for tonight because today is the big birthday party that was planned like 30 minutes ago. And Angel Cake, she says, I can't do it in a day because that's a lot for one person to make. I don't know. Is she making the ingredients from complete scratch? Because generally, a birthday cake you can make under 2 hours. But I mean, I guess that is when you're buying like the pre-store made shit. But do you not have. I don't know. How long does it take to make a cake? I feel like there's nothing like special about this cake. It's not like in the shape of anything. It's just a fucking cake with apples. It should not take you all day to make this cake. And even if like you're the only person, I'm sure like there's lots of small bakeries that have like one person making the cake and they can do it within like the day. But luckily, Strawberry Shortcake, she offers like, oh, well, how about if we help? Me personally, I would have been like, okay, well, we'll take the German chocolate cake because it's already made, and you know we're on a strict timeline. Are they? Like, let's see. They got the cookies, they got the juice, and if they got the cake, I think party hats was the only other thing on their list. So, but you know, you gotta walk to party hat land. So, just take the cake. Why are you wasting time making cake? There's a cake already made, and it's perfectly good because it's fucking German chocolate cake. Now, on the way to Hatland, they get lost. What happened to your map? Shouldn't the map show you how to get to Hatland? So they keep walking around until they meet a horse, a talking horse. And they're like, okay, apparently Hatland is ruled by a horse. No! Hatland is not ruled by a horse who can't shut up with stories. Because the hat, or not the hat, the hat horse, whatever, the horse. She leads them to a skater boy who lives by a fudge river. I don't know if the fudge river connects with the chocolate river from Cookie Land. You would assume. I don't know. How far apart are these places? Rivers can go for a long fucking while, so I think this fudge river. It was really, we didn't specify that it was a chocolate river over at Cookie Land, so it could be a fudge river that ran all the way. Just follow the fudge river. And Skater Boy gets them some hats, because I guess this is Hatland. Whatever. They're lame hats. They're not really like party hats. They're more like those, like crown of. Not thorns, but crown of plants. Crown of fruit. Whatever. You know, the fucking thing that like Julius Caesar wore. Those crowns. Those are the party hats in Hatland, I guess. Yeah, whatever, but this time, Strawberry Shortcake and her gang made two new friends, Skater Boy and the Horse. And of course, neither one of them get invited to the party. This seems like it's just going to be a lame party, because it's just Strawberry Shortcake and her sister and the fucking pets. But no, I still have hope that they're all going to show up. All these new friends are going to show up, even though they didn't get invited. And on top of that, I don't think they even have the address. But maybe they have their own maps and are like, we'll go to Strawberry Land, because this party is going to be very, very awesome. Oh god, I hope none of them say that. At least, like, the people from the other land don't have their own puns. Because that would have just been horrid. So they get home and go over the checklist, and Strawberry Shortcake realizes, oh, oops, I forgot to invite people. Because, you know, she has no friends to begin with. And she met friends along the way. So, you know what, I can't really blame her for not inviting the people she met along the way. Because she's never had friends before. Or apparently ever met anyone before. So she doesn't know that she should do things like invite people to a party. But luckily they can rectify this by writing up some invitations and turning them into magical flying paper butterflies that get to all their... You know, whatever. The other people get invited, they show up, they sing a fucking lame song, party's over, happy birthday. Oh, that could not end quick enough for me. Up next, we've got Tommy the Little Dragon, which is something I've never fucking heard of, but it's a dragon and his panda friends. Sure, whatever. In this episode, it's Endless Birthday, where Mandy, who's, I don't know, I'm guessing one of the pandas, because the dragon is Tommy, so... Or it could be some other character. But Mandy wishes her birthday would never end. And hopefully, while her birthday will never end, I hope this show is not endless. I wish my birthday would never end. But I wish that this podcast would end. Which is an odd complaint, since I'm the one in charge of the podcast, so I could make it end at any time. And why I'm not, I don't know. Let's watch Tommy the Little Fucking Dragon and the Endless Panda Birthdays. Oh, hey, a birthday wish came true for me, because this thing was only like 5 minutes. And that's probably why I had originally thrown it on my list. I completely forgot that this was on my list. I don't know why I made a list of things to watch for my birthday. But, so Mandy, the panda, her birthday's over, and she's very sad because her birthday's over, and she decides she's not going to play ever again until her birthday, her next birthday, which is a year away. And Tommy the Dragon's like, dude, I want to play. Like, I know, I'll take you to this magical land where it's always your birthday. And Mandy's excited, and her little brother, Andy, is also excited because it's always going to be his birthday. And this magical birthday land, presents just keep popping out at you for open up, and birthday cake walks up and shoves itself in your mouth. That is scary. I thought I would have been down for, like, hey, birthday land. The moment birthday cake shoved itself into my mouth, I'd be like, okay, I'm out. But Mandy and Andy, they're just having fun, except it never ends. The presents keep coming, and the cake keeps shoving itself in their mouths, and over, going quicker and quicker, and they get frightened, rightfully so. Me, I would have been frightened the first time a cake shoved itself into my mouth, but they can't take it anymore, and finally, Tommy takes them away, because they've learned a lesson. And I thought at first, like, okay, Tommy's teaching them a lesson about, you know, birthdays should be special and only come once a year, because you're going to grow tired of it quick if every day is your birthday. But no, Tommy just thought that taking them to Endless Birthday Land was, like, the best thing to do. He didn't realize how terrible it would be to have your birthday every day. So he wasn't trying to teach them a lesson. I hope he learned a lesson himself of don't try to... I don't even know. Did any of us learn a lesson? I certainly didn't learn a lesson, because the lesson I should have learned is to stop watching this type of shit. But no, I did not learn that lesson at all. Up next is Happy Birthday Finny from Finny the Shark. I don't know what the fuck Finny Shark is either. But, some of you might know. Description, it's Finny's birthday today, but instead of having a big birthday pancake breakfast or pizza lunch, Mama Shark takes Finny out to do boring errands. Oh, no. Dude, I want both a pancake breakfast and a pizza lunch. Man, I know what I'm gonna do for my birthday. You know. Because I'm recording this before my birthday. Oh no, we're supposed to pretend that today is actually my birthday. Yeah, I had a pancake breakfast and a pizza lunch. But what's worse, all of Finny's friends they bump into along the way seem to have forgotten what day it is, leading Finny to worry that there might be no cake, piñata, or presents today. Will Finny even have a birthday party at all? This sounds like it's going to be very sad and tragic. But I'm guessing at the end, it was all a trick and he's going to have the best birthday ever. So Finny wakes up, it's his birthday, and he's super excited and he's got a jellyfish. I don't know if the jellyfish is his pet or his best friend, but Finny's excitedly telling him everything they're going to do. Because they're going to have pancakes for breakfast and pizza for lunch and a party with all their friends and lots of presents. And his parents call him down for breakfast. And Finny's all excited, like, oh, right, pancakes! But no, it's boring old cereal. And the parents are just obviously, like, faking it. Like, we see them hiding the birthday celebration shit. And I don't know, shouldn't they have done, like, not make it obvious for the little kids who are watching this so that they know, like, or not that they know, but that they think, like, oh, no. They've forgotten Finny's birthday. Just so it's a cool, like, surprise at the end. Like, oh, right! Everyone is there to celebrate Finny's birthday. But you just make it fucking obvious that his, I don't know. I'm guessing this is meant for, like, two-year-olds anyhow. So probably they don't get that, you know, it's so super obvious that they're playing a prank on Finny. So he doesn't realize what's going on. So he's got to go help Mama Shark run some errands and go shopping. And Finny's like, that's kind of boring. But, you know, maybe this is all just a lead up to the big party at the end. So as they're off running errands, they pass by the toy store. And Myrtle the Turtle is there! What a clever name. And Finny runs in there and, well, swims in there. And he's like, hey Myrtle, oh, you're buying some toys? Could it be for someone's special day? And Myrtle's, because Mama Shark is like giving him the wink eyes to, you know, don't spoil the surprise. And Myrtle's like, oh yeah, I'm buying this for my grandpa. And grandpa's there, and grandpa doesn't know that they're, you know, lying about the surprises. And even if he did, like, he probably had forgotten because he's old and senile. And he's like, oh, this is a cool present. All right. Now, hopefully, like, Myrtle then buys a different toy now that, you know, Finny has seen it. Like, you know, it's not going to be a surprise that, you like, this fucking stupid little Jack-in-the-Box. And really, you shouldn't be buying Jack-in-the-Box as a present because it's lame. And they go over to the clothing store because Mama Shark has to buy some clothes. And Chloe the Crab's there. And she's trying on top hats. Sure, yeah, a crab wearing a top hat for a birthday party. Yeah, whatever. And Finny's like, oh, are you dressing up for a special party? But, you know, Mama Shark's like, wink, wink, don't tell him. I will whisper very loudly that you shouldn't tell him. But luckily, Finny is like a fucking idiot, so he doesn't catch on to any of this. And Chloe's just like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna wear it to a party for my dad, who's one dentist of the year. And dad, who also isn't in on this, is like, oh, fucking awesome, my one dentist of the year. Let me go get a special suit for this. Poor dad, like, he's just gonna have his hopes, like, just crushed. Like, he thought he's going to be Dentist of the Year, and Dentist of the Year probably doesn't even fucking exist. And why is a crab Dentist of the Year? Why is a crab a dentist? Well, I guess he's got the pincher so he can pull teeth out easily, but still. Although, which aquatic animal should be a dentist anyhow? They're probably... I don't know. I'm not very good with the aquatic animals. But Mama Shark is just fucking pissing me off with her loud whispering of, "I'll see you later. It's a surprise." So Mama Shark takes Finny and the little pet jellyfish to get the pet jellyfish washed at the groomers. There's pet groomers, so what better way to spend your birthday than having to wash your pet jellyfish? But Finny looks out the window, and for whatever reason, this groomer shop is right across the street from the bakery. And, oh, hey, there is Daddy Shark coming outside carrying a cake. Oh, boy, and Finny gets excited and swims over. He's like, "Hey, Dad, why do you have a cake?" And Dad, which, while actually looking out the window, Dad drops the cake and then has to go back inside and get the cake. Nice little subtle humor or something. And then Dad's like, "Oh, yeah, I accidentally picked up this cake and was walking out with it. Oh, stupid me, I was just about to commit some petty theft. But let me go put the cake back." And Finny, because he's not completely stupid, is wondering, like, "That story doesn't make any sense. You just picked up the cake, which is wrapped up? Like, you can't really just pick up a wrapped cake from the store and walk out the store with it. At the very least, someone would be fucking, like, yelling at you, like, 'Hey, cake thief! Cake thief!'" But luckily, the jellyfish's grooming's finished, so Mama Shark's like, "Oh, hey, let's go pick up the jellyfish." And, you know, they're swimming around, and they see Sammy the Seahorse, and he's carrying a piñata, and he just doesn't even really give a good excuse for why he's got a piñata, but it definitely has nothing to do with a birthday party, Finny. Absolutely not. And Finny starts feeling like, everyone's just forgotten my birthday. This is fucking awful. This is just the worst birthday ever. Until they get home, and then surprise! It was a surprise birthday party, and all his friends are there, and it's so exciting, and they sing a happy birthday song that is definitely not the happy birthday song, because the makers of Finny the Shark are not about to fucking pay royalties on that. And yeah. At least he got his party and his cake. I would still be kind of upset that no pancakes and no pizza. Why not make that part of the birthday party? At least the pizza, like, that should be the birthday party, but I'd be stoked if I went to a birthday party and they had pancakes. Come on, people, let's think outside of the box. Pancake birthday party! Now, I was gonna watch one more thing, but fuck it, this episode's running too long, in my opinion. So, I'll save it for my next birthday, which, if my math calculations is right, is a year away. So, I hope you guys had more fun celebrating my birthday than I did. As usual, velvetal@hotmail.com, or leave a comment in the YouTube comment section. Until next time, I love you all.